Good morning.
Were you surprised that your brother's remains were found after all this time?
I certainly was. I certainly was.
Tell me about what was going on when you found out.
We just had a phone call from the man from the MIA saying they thought they had found the remains and thought that they may have to have some DNA. But and then he said he made them, that was last spring, then in, didn't hear anything more for quite a while. And then in July, he asked if it was still fine for him to come. And he and three other naval officers appeared at the door, all in full dress. And he had this big, thick pamphlet of material they go through. It's amazing what they go through to verify these things.
Was it an emotional thing to have to confront all this again many years later?
Yes, very, very.
How did you feel?
Well, it just, of course, brought back so many old memories and feelings, but I was very, very happy that they had finally found him. Because, of course, all these years I've wondered and I've pictured all these different things that might have happened, and so I'm glad he's finally coming home.
Why is it important? I'm sure you accepted his death a long time ago, but why is it important to have his remains?
It's just important to have him back here in this country where he belongs. He fought and died for, and so I'm just glad he's back here and not over there someplace.
What kind of a man was Robert?
Oh, he was great. He was a big brother. Of course, I was just a little girl then, but he was my hero, my big brother.
So really someone you looked up to, a real role model.
Oh, yes, yes.
What did it mean for him to be in the Navy?
Oh, he was very proud of it. He loved it. He always loved flying. He was in the Air Force, Naval Air Force, and he was a pilot. And he always loved flying an airplane. So he was doing what he wanted to do.
And now you're making plans to go to Arlington National Cemetery.
Yes, we are. I just hope it's a beautiful day. He'll have the full military honors, the flyover and everything. So I just hope it's a nice day. We had our choice about when to do this, and we didn't want to take a chance this fall. So we just chose the weekend in March, where actually my grandchildren, it's spring break for them, so the children and the grandchildren, everybody's going.
Thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thank you.